the U.S. auto industry continues its comeback, and as the car business gets more competitive, so too does the car insurance business. That includes one big shift that could save some drivers a lot of money. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on a new technology that would put insurers right there in the car with you.
Car insurance can seem kind of arbitrary. What you get charged often depends more on where you drive than how you drive. John Egan is with insurancequotes.com. He says it's often about location, location, location.
You can live in one zip code within a city and another within the same city and pay, you know, a substantially different amount of money, depending on exactly where you live in your community.
How much you pay also varies widely from state to state. State laws about personal injury and liability go into the mix, as well as other factors. Egan says Massachusetts drivers pay the lowest premiums and Michigan drivers pay the most.
And in the Detroit area in particular, there are a lot of uninsured drivers. And when you've got more uninsured drivers, that tends to drive up the costs for everybody who does have car insurance.
But here's the thing. While those swings from zip code to zip code are happening, there's this crazy change in the business, and you see it happening while you're watching television.
Steve O'Dell is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell his story, we hired a celebrity.
Recently, my father was carjacked at knife point.
Oh, honey, that's all right. This face has seen more knives than a Benihana.
I'm your blind spot, and my job is easy. Hide big things.
When I started, you rarely saw ads on television for insurance companies.
Bob Passmore has been in the insurance industry for almost 30 years. He's with the Property Casualty Insurance Association of America, an industry group.
There's always been a lot of competition for auto insurance, but I think the way that insurers do business and the way that they advertise their business has changed.
Passmore says the recent recession means there are fewer new cars to insure. The internet is making it easier for consumers to find the lowest price, and that's forced greater competition that started on TV and is moving into technology.
For the first time ever, we can now go in as an industry and observe individual driving behavior.
Richard Hutchinson is with Progressive Insurance.
Historically, the industry has priced based on modeling, which is more arbitrary than an individualized quote based on one's actual activity.
Progressive will put a device in your car that determines how well you drive. Do you slam on the brakes a lot? And from there, it determines how much you pay for insurance. Other companies are following suit, and this is the cutting edge of the business. And we're moving from devices that just track how you drive, but tell you when you're doing something stupid. Dave Farrick is with Agero, a company that makes those machines that go into your car. And he says all these technologies, they have their trade-offs.
The analogy I give is when we were all kids, if your mother said to you, you're going to go out right now, I'm going to put this thing in your hand, which meant at any second I can call you and you have to pick up the phone, I would say I don't want it.
Farrick says just like the cell phone took away some freedom, drivers will lose some freedom.
I can save you some pretty serious dollars on your premium, and are you willing to sacrifice, you know, knowing that somebody is not watching where you drive necessarily, but how that car is being driven.
Only a small fraction of drivers have installed the tracking devices in their cars so far. The industry says this is the wave of the future, and giving up freedom is the only way to save money. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.